Welcome to the Spirit Connection Podcast. Doug Addison is currently on sabbatical during this season, and while he's away, we want to share a clip from one of our monthly mentoring sessions. These Zoom meetings are a great place to receive impartation, get encouraged, and meet believers from all around the world. Our powerful guest speakers will pray and prophesy over you, and you'll receive keys to your destiny and calling. Chains are falling off, and many are going on to the next level. If you're interested in becoming a part of this community, just go to dougaddison.com/timeoff. We hope you enjoy this episode.
As I said, he's calling us to a holiness in him. And recently he said that today the topic is holiness. I'm like, okay. He said he's reserving himself in holiness unto the bride of the Lamb. Now that was the first that the Lord ever spoke to me about the Lamb. He's been speaking to me about I am. This year you will know me as I am. And I am, I think, to me just includes everything, you know, all aspects of the Lord. And it's a real learning curve. I'm learning a lot of things that I didn't know and have a greater understanding of who he is. But he said that he's showing himself strong in the third person of the Godhead today, the Holy Spirit. And he wants his bride to know him in power and might. He said, you can't have one without the other. Now, I think, how do I want to say this? I've seen people operate in power, but not the might, or the might, but not the power. Okay. And a lot of times, and we all have to be careful. You know, everyone can prophesy. We really need to speak what God gives us. Bob was different in that if somebody was walking down the street, he would have a word for him. Okay. I mean, he was just on a total different level than I think most people are. But there were times though people try to pull my chain and say, prophesy. And he wouldn't do it if somebody did that. And I see that's what people want to do. You can't conjure something up. You can, okay? You can do that. But that's not God. That's why I said, I won't participate in that. Recently, some people trying to get, you know, prophesy to these people. I'm like, I will. If the Lord gives me something, I'm not going to just make something up. That would be divination. That'd be witchcraft. I'm not doing that. When the Lord gives me something, then I speak it. And if they want to think I'm dull, that's okay. I'd call it being obedient. I'd rather wait and see what God has to say. Because like Habakkuk, remember he brought his petition before the Lord and then he waited to see what the Lord would say. And when he did, when the Lord spoke, then he released that word into the air. Your word has power. So I want to make sure I have the word of the Lord before I release it. Then you'll see the action take place. So this is what the Lord said. He said he wants his bride to know him in power and might. You can't have one without the other. Power is kingdom authority. Okay, it's not my authority, kingdom authority. Might is a demonstration of kingdom's power. It's the spoken word in agreement with Holy Spirit. Zechariah 4:6 says it's not by might, not by power. But it's by my spirit, says the Lord. That's really important. And Ephesians 6:10 says, you know, to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. So, you know, I think most importantly, we need to be obedient to the Lord, hear him, seek him, gain understanding, ask. You know, it's a real crucial time. I think we need to be asking the Lord. Almost every day, I write and I ask the Lord, like, Lord, what's on your heart today? What will you share with me? And my scribing has become different recently because he asked me, you know, I ask him something and then he asked me and I write it out. And then he always tells me, like, either your thinking is not correct. This is what I'm saying. I'm like, okay, you know, I want to learn his way. I've had my way like a long time, but his is what's important. And when I know his way, then I can go that way, and not only go that way, but lead others in the way. Our way is usually selfish, self-centered, you know, and his way is lonely. It's the highway of loneliness. Yeah, the highway of holiness, but I just said loneliness. Sometimes it is because you may be the only one on there. You know, everybody else sees things a different way. So the Lord, he said, he's preparing his bride in holiness. He said, who can walk the highway of holiness? Are they ready to pay the price? Are they willing to hold my hand and walk through the fire? Are they able to stand the heat? See, these are questions the Lord gave me for a church a couple weeks ago. So I say that to you. Highway of holiness, are they ready to pay the price? Are they willing to hold his hand and walk through the fire? That's the thing. You're going through some trials. It feels like the Lord's turning the heat up. He probably is, because he wants to really refine you so you come out as that precious stone. But don't forget, no matter what the trial is, he is right there walking through that fire with you. Are you able to stand the heat? That there is pressure on the earth, on and in the earth this day, unlike ever before. And he said, why? But then thank goodness he answered it himself. He said, it's ungodliness. He said, who can walk the extra mile for his brother? Who will carry their brother when they can no longer walk? You know, we have a tendency to put our blinders up and just keep on walking. Who will stand in the gap for the unborn and the unsaved? He said, I'm calling my bride to repentance so she can no longer sit idly by and let the whole world languish. She must arise and let my light shine forth from her. That's why it truly is. It's time for the bride to arise and shine. You know, I want to read that Isaiah 60. That is so powerful. And that's where we're at today.
Go to DougAddison.com/time-off. We're asking right now, we're asking the Lord to raise up 1,000 people to donate or partner with us, $55 a month, 1,000 people to partner, $55 a month. And that will help us stay going. Enlight Connection is not closing. We have some monthly mentoring sessions already set up. We've already had some powerful, powerful people. In fact, we just had evangelist Sean Smith, friend of mine, and Brian Simmons, the Passion Translation. He just did a session with us. So you become part of our partnering program, then you can be part of the monthly mentoring sessions that are still going, and it'll keep us going as well. We need your prayer as well. So we're under Harvest International Ministries. Apostle Papa Cheon and Tony Kim did a session. Okay, he's the vice president. But go to DougAddison.com/time-off and you can see the details of that. If you can't do the $55 a month, you can't partner to any gift. In fact, we are really just seeking the Lord right now to get the breakthrough that we need right now in Jesus' name. Thank you for your goodness, Lord. We ask that you would open up things over all of us in Jesus' name.